Episode 2476, Walk on Sunshine.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to get a spring in your step. It's time to walk on sunshine. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, how much would it mean to you to walk on sunshine? I know you're probably thinking about vitamin D, which is absolutely wonderful for us. But it's that explosive feeling that says you're alive and you can conquer anything that comes your way. Let your health shine. You know, there are many ways that you and I can benefit from being outside. Number one, vitamin D, right? I'm telling you right now, 15 to 20 minutes, no sunscreen outside. If you could run naked, that would be awesome. But I don't encourage it. I mean, I guess if you're in a private area, but that's for another episode. But definitely allow yourself to get that exposure. Now, if it's cold weather, don't be crazy, if you know what I mean. Use your head. But we need our vitamin D. But there's a lot more that comes from when we want to walk on sunshine, right? I feel like we need to sing the song, but I'm not going to because it'll just ruin the day because you will turn me off. Tune me off, turn me off, whichever way. But you know what? We've got to let your health shine. And I want you to look at it differently. You know, lately I've taken too much time away for good reason in doing what I love, and that's walking. I stepped away for about 6 to 8 weeks, give or take. I had a few sprinkles in there, but I wasn't consistent. And that walking had opened so many doors for me and continues to. But what is crazy is how much we say we can't do something when it really comes down to making time for what matters. And you know where your wealth lies, right? It's not in your bank account. It's not under your mattress. It's not in the car that you drive or the home that you live in. It's your health. Your health is your wealth. And I don't know if you've noticed, but all the stuff about the pandemic and then the Delta variant and then, what's going to be next? So I want you to stop for a moment and I want you to look at your health differently. This is not to play the blame game. This is not trying to give you an exit out that says, oh, great, I'm going to turn off Christiane right now because she's not going to say anything that I really want to hear. Or she's just going to talk me down. No, actually, I want to pump you up. You are not getting any younger. Neither am I. And your health is going to take more work and effort on your part than it did a decade or two ago. So today, I want you to look at your health differently. I don't want you to see what an exercise or piece of food can give your body. We can talk about that every single day. I can tell you about vitamin C, vitamin D. We can talk about the keto diet, the paleo diet, the whole foods diet. You name it, we can talk about it till we're all blue in the face. We can talk Weight Watchers. We can talk Jenny Craig. Wherever you want to go, Nutrisystem, right? We have all these ups and downs. Oh, I can take this pill. I can take this particular supplement. What if I have a protein shake? What if it's whey protein? What if it's pea protein? Right? We can have all those discussions and they're all important. But what I want you to look at today is what you can give in your everyday when it comes to your health. With the seasons changing, don't let the weather inhibit your healthy lifestyle. I was just passing and talking with a wonderful neighbor yesterday. And one thing he said to me, he goes, you know what, Christiane, that 15 pounds that I don't want to put on during winter, he goes, yeah, I'm already there. He goes, so what's going to happen this winter? I said, you and I are going to walk and we're going to talk and we're going to enjoy our everyday so long as weather permits. He's a little bit older. I'm not far behind him, but we're going to do it and we're going to take it one step at a time. We're going to walk in awe. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Walk in awe. And it's not any awe, it's AWE. You have the gift of today. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back. 2475. Tomorrow is not today. But because you have today, it's a gift. So why wait until you get the bad news before you make a change? Why wait for the doctor to tell you, you know what, you got to be doing something different because your blood pressure's high, your cortisol levels are too high, you're stressed out to the max? Are you going to wait for that 911 call to say, oh my gosh, I really do need to start making a change? Unfortunately, that's usually what it takes to get our attention. I know, I've been there. And it was not a fun place to be in. Maybe you've experienced that yourself personally. Maybe you've experienced it with a family member or a very close friend. It's a position that none of us should have to be in. Now, sometimes there are extenuating circumstances and life just happens. But why wait? Why complain while in pain? Find a way out. What do you want your life to look like? You get to make those choices. Yes, I know you got to pay the bills. So that means you have to work because you have to bring in a paycheck. I get that. But what changes can you make right now that will lower that stress level? And no, quitting the job is not an option because you need the income. So what else can you do? What can you do to inspire yourself for less stress? Is it to walk in awe? Well, today I want to share that with you. When you walk in awe, you have awareness, wonder, and empathy. Those are the three things I want to talk about today. Totally different. You're probably like, this is not wellness. This is not well-being. Oh, yes, it is, because a lifestyle is about the wholeness of you, the wholeness of me. And it's not just about a piece of food or the types of food we eat. It's not about just the supplements that we can take in our body. It's not about, are we going to do circuit training? Are we going to do resistance training? Do we call it strength training? Are we doing Tabatas? Are we doing yoga, meditation? We can get caught up in all of that stuff, but we forget that we were created in awe. And we're called to walk in awe when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. And I just want you to listen to this with an open mind, because it really struck me as I was walking, of course, hence our KISS, right? The Keep It Simple strategy, walk in awe. If you begin to look at life differently in the awareness, wonder, and empathy, I promise you the change is going to stick more. And when you have something that's sticky, What do you think happens? Well, yeah, you begin to make a bigger effort because it doesn't go away. You know that irritating piece of gum that you step on with your shoe on the ground, and then you think you got it off, but then the residue is still there and it's still there. It's like 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks to 3 months to 6 months. And you're like, this gum will not go away. What did they put in it? This is where I want to take you today. Walk in awe. Number one, A, awareness. You have to see what is around you. Know your season. What season are you in right now? Is it chaotic? Do you need to be a little more patient with yourself? Maybe you need to schedule a massage every week. And you're thinking, but it's not in my budget. Well, if you're going to survive this season, maybe it needs to become part of your budget. Maybe you can say, I guess I won't go with Starbucks this week or next week or the next week or the next week, because what I really need is I need to feel loved and taken care of. And that massage is going to help me reduce the stress. Now, if you can do it all the time, great. But if you're like, it's the season that I'm in, right? So you have to know your season. Understand your hangups. Change from temptations to action. So many people say, Christiane, you won't believe. I just can't get away from this. I'm like, okay. So what's the action that you can take to get away from the temptations? What does that look like? Because action ignites motivation. The more you do something that you're enjoying, guess what? It stimulates more of it. Walk in awe. It's awareness. You've got to be in tune with what's going on in your life. So much of the time we're just walking around going, I don't know where I'm at. And that's fine. If that's really the season that you're in and you can blow everything off, then fine. Live life in a bubble. and just kind of bouncing here and there. And if it pops, oh, we'll see where you land. But most of us, that's not even freedom. The problem is we're just not aware. We're lazy. We don't want to pay attention. They're definitely not teaching that in our schools. We're taught to look here, do here, go here next. And we're acting like, oh my gosh, I just can't sit still. When was the last time you actually picked up a book and read an actual chapter? And no, it doesn't count for reading your Instagram feeds for an hour. I'm actually talking about something that's going to impact your life. Instagram does not. Yeah, I may be coming across harsh here, but I'm telling you, if we don't start to wake up, what's going to happen is you're going to wake up in the place that you wish you hadn't woken up. And then you're going to be like, gosh darn it, I remember Christiane telling me about this. Walk in awe. Awareness. Where is that for you today? What is your season? Understand where you're kind of like coming and going. If your marriage is on the rocks and you're like, gosh, things are just not settling right. We're just at each other all the time. Why is that? And it's not just because he doesn't like your hair color. It's not just because maybe you've gained 20 pounds. That has nothing to do with it. There's more to that. What is it? Awareness. Number two, W, wonder. Wonder is a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, or unfamiliar. And that's just the noun. Let's look at it as a verb, right? Meaning that you and I are willing to take aim. It's that desire or to be curious to know something. Are you willing to know you? Don't jump and say yes real quickly. I'm talking about the ins and outs of you. I'm talking about if you looked at your hand, you know every spot on your hand. What about on the palm of your hand? Could you draw it out? Most of us could not. Now, it's interesting. One of my boys actually has a freckle on his hand. And I think that's so cool. Now, I don't know if he really likes it or not, but that's something that I've noticed about him. And it's a mark, a unique mark. And it's not like a real little freckle. I mean, you can see it. And it's interesting because it's that wonder of, well, I will always know that it's his hand because I know where it is. He's had it since he was a baby. It's amazing to me, right? Be curious to know something. Have that desire. And then at the same time, you also have to have that admiration, that surprise of, oh my gosh. When was the last time you actually looked at the sunrise? Maybe you were in your house and saw the sun come up, but never actually watched the sun rise. I was in Florida this past weekend, and I was on the pier looking out into the ocean, and I watched the sun set, and it was magnificent. I loved it, and I watched how the sun was completely up the round, and as it went down and down and down and down. It didn't happen in just a minute, but I had to stand there. I was aware, right? The A. And then the W, the wonder. I just was in awe completely of what was happening. Are you willing to know you? I mean, really know who you are. Take a look at the opportunities of where you stand today, the impact that you have on the world that you touch, and the awe in your everyday. This is healthy living. This is a lifestyle. This isn't about just going and doing and doing. We push buttons all the time, meaning that it's just like, okay, I feel like I'm a robot. I get in my car at 7 o'clock in the morning. Off I go to school. Next, I'm going to my Starbucks. Next, okay, this is not my schedule, by the way, because I do not drink coffee. I'm just using this as an example. Just want to preface that. So we're back in Starbucks. We get my coffee, and then I go, and I'm going to go work out for 35 minutes. Oh, and then I'm going to chat with the girls for an extra 25 minutes. And then next, I go off, and maybe I'll run by the store if I need something. Then I'm going to go home and I'm going to do some writing. Next thing you know, my girlfriend calls and we're going to talk for 2 hours. Oh, look at the time. I haven't eaten anything. Maybe I should shower. Do you see how that day gets to be crazy? We're pushing all of these buttons. We get lost in our everyday because we're not walking in awe. That's where you need to be. And when you do that, you find yourself. You open yourself up to tons of opportunities, incredible possibilities of living a life on fire. One that's God-designed, not your design. Awe, awareness, wonder. And number 3E, empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. But in order to do that well, you have to do it for yourself. If you're not willing to understand who you are and love yourself where you're at, and that means come good, bad, or ugly, it doesn't matter. You may not want to stay there, but you have to be willing to move out beyond that. And in doing so, you exercise your forgiveness and grace muscle. When was the last time you exercised that on yourself? Maybe you need to do it on your spouse more often. Maybe you need to do it with the kids, even the puppy dog. Yes, the puppy dogs even need forgiveness. But when was the last time you exercised that muscle and actually said, you know what, girl? You're working yourself too hard. Let those dishes stay dirty tonight. It's okay. They'll be there in the morning. Go to bed early. Go snuggle with your spouse. That's what's important today. Walk in awe. And when you are actually taking a moment, right, and you exercise that forgiveness and grace muscle, you make space for imperfect action paired with 100% presence. That's how you create your now. That's having a lifestyle. That's saying, you know what? I have my things in order. Yeah, you may fall off the wagon every once in a while, but it's a moment. It's not for a whole season. And then you get back up. So I want to challenge you today. Where will you make time to walk in awe? Where will you start? Not where will you end, nor the middle. Just where will you begin? Are you literally physically going to go and take that walk? I would encourage you to do that. If you're a little bit up north, guess what? The leaves are already changing. You may have to bundle up a little bit if you're going out in the morning because it's going to be a brisk walk, but man, you're going to feel so good. And understand, you don't have to walk for an hour. Walk for 15 minutes. What I love to do is I just walk my blocks. And if I have time, it's like one lap, second lap, third lap, and then sometimes I expand out. And I go visit other neighborhoods. Now, I don't have time to do that all the time. Yesterday, I walked over 5 miles. Day before, I only had time for 3.5. I know you're probably thinking, seriously? Yeah, no, I'm being serious. I don't know what will happen today. But guess what? I will walk in awe. And I will make time. And so you can figuratively and literally do it. And I want you to really put some thought into this. Because a lot of what and how we live our life comes from what? Our thoughts. The inside of us is not just about how the cells are having their chemical reactions with the food that we eat. It's not about the chemical reaction as to how high we get our heart rate. All of those, yes, are 100% important. But so is this. And many times, we are selling ourselves short because we don't see what we need to see that's right in front of us. So where will you make time to walk in awe today? Right now, commit to it. Come on, say it out loud if you need to. If you're driving, you can yell it in the car, unless all the kids are listening. Then they may think you're kind of crazy. But commit to it. Yeah, I heard you. So now today, go do it. Walk in awe today. And then guess what? Tomorrow, do the same thing. Walk in awe. It may look differently. And that's okay. keeps life fun, doesn't it? Like I say here in our household, it's a party every day. So go out, walk on sunshine, get that vitamin D, and walk in awe. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.